Another day. Make it a good one to start with. Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 2GO.
Oh, good morning, Central Coast. Good morning, Widow.
Hi.
Good morning, Akmal. Oh, dear.
Oh, no.
Our little poppet's not feeling well. I've been telling him he's probably got hay fever. Well, but he insists that he's got some sort of thing.
He's been coming in with a blocked nose and all that kind of stuff.
It's hay
fever.
He's
a big conspiracy theorist, so maybe he thinks there's something a lot bigger and a lot more wrong with him.
I don't know. He should just clean up his act, I think. Hey, let's say a massive happy birthday to our producer, Al.
Happy birthday, Al.
I get really shy. I don't like when people sing happy birthday, but thank you so much.
Can we tell everybody how old you are?
I am 45.
No, you're not. You're 26.
I feel like I'm 45.
Hey, I am.
That's
that
just
age.
Working on this show, mate. That's just what makes
exactly.
you feel 45.
Exactly.
But today's show, we've got the secret sound. Didn't go off yesterday. Another $500 being added to it.
Wow.
$10,500.
Wow, this is really something, isn't it?
It's a really nice holiday, or just putting it straight onto your mortgage at the moment.
Oh,
just to have it there, just
on your
pay
mortgage.
Off.
Yeah. Can you imagine that? Also on the show, I want to talk to you about my daughter and her extravaganza at a restaurant. This week
she calls a scene.
Well, there was
it's
a scene.
Very unlike your daughter.
It is.
She's a straighty 180.
She's very straighty 180. And what else we got to talk about? Oh, the strawberry fiasco That's coming
continues.
Up.
Yeah, there's more going on with that, so we'll keep you updated with that.
You're listening to Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 2GO.
Do you ever watch any of those news programs, Current Affair or those behind the scenes?
Not really. Only if it's on in the background, because I find them a bit sensationalist, Widow.
What about investigative journalism? Are you a fan of that?
I am, especially like Four Corners. That's making me sound very old. I realise that. I'm not a nana.
What about Q&A? Do you like Q&A?
Yeah, not so much.
Okay.
Although, Tony Jones is a bit of a hottie for a silver fox.
What about cups of tea in front of the telly at night with a couple of bickies?
Yes, I had an Anzac biscuit last night with a cup of tea. What's wrong with that?
Are you wearing your slippers and a nice dressing gown? Okay.
Anyway,
all right.
I'm old. Okay, I'll put my hand up.
That's fine. No, if you're comfortable and you're enjoying your bickies.
Shut up.
What's your favourite biscuit? But anyways, I'm talking about this because over in the States, there's a program called Inside Edition, and they've got themselves in a little bit of trouble. Now, what they were doing is they were in the San Francisco Bay Area. Where there's a lot of problems with theft at the moment. Mm-hmm. And, one of those programs where they go to a car park and they go, okay, we're gonna capture these criminals in the act. And they've got these cameras set up around this car. And in the car, they put some...
Pause.
Yeah.
How are people not going to see a massive camera crew?
Well, no, they're hidden cameras, apparently.
Oh, okay.
They're
right
around the car park. Right. And then there's in the car, they put a purse in there and a $250 speaker, like subwoofer thing or something. And they put GPS trackers in there. And then they watched the car. And eventually someone came up and they did the smash and grab.
Did they? Smash the car window, grab the subwoofer.
Two separate people, actually. Someone grabbed the speaker and then someone grabbed the purse.
Oh.
Now, what they did is they tracked down, using the GPS tracker, the person that had the speaker.
Yeah.
Confronted them. They were catching a train with a giant speaker subwoofer under their arm.
Well, they're a criminal. They don't have a car. Maybe they should have stole the car instead.
Stole the car and then they'd be fine. But anyway, so they confronted him. He put the speaker down and denied it and blah, 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 all that kind of stuff. But then when they were trying to find the purse, which ended up being in a bin, someone did the old smash and grab on the news van and stole thousands of dollars of equipment.
What, so they got actually robbed?
They got actually robbed.
While they were trying to do an expose on getting robbed.
Exactly.
That's fantastic.
So what I laugh about this is
obviously
that...
Obviously not, but...
Well, no, theft is really bad. And,
no, but it's hilarious.
Yeah, it's funny. Only because I love that they've put up like $250 speaker and a purse with like 50 bucks in it. In the end, they've apparently lost like... thousands, $20,000 worth of equipment because they didn't watch their own van.
Well, there you go. There's a lesson in there for all of us. But one question.
Yeah.
It was a subwoofer that got stolen.
Yeah.
Do we know it's not Akmal?
Well, he does love deep bass.
He loves deep bass and he has a thing for subwoofers.
Mm. He did spend $100,000 on a speaker system once, so...
No, we're not even joking. He spent $100,000 on a speaker system.
I think he's got some money to make up, so maybe, yeah. Maybe it is.
Maybe it
he's not here today. Was he in San Francisco
maybe.
Yesterday?
Maybe.
There you go. Solved another mystery.
What a way to start your day. Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 2GO.
Look, I'm an organised person and I'm also a big fan of Apple. I've got a few Apple products. Only because...
You've got loads of adult products.
Adult products.
So, adult...
Hey!
Well...
Whoa!
You've got loads of adult products
and...
And Apple products.
I do have a lot of Apple products. I actually counted them one day when someone asked me, and it was a bit ridiculous. So I didn't realize it was happening. Okay. I didn't know.
It all just works together.
Just before you know, you've got an iPad, you've got an iPhone, you've got an iMac, you've got all this stuff. But it does. It works together, and that's why I do it. But I, when the new Apple update came out, I'll download it straight away, the ISO 12, the latest operating system.
I don't even know
system.
Whether I've got that or not.
No, you don't.
Okay.
I can. I don't. I, no offense. I don't even have to look at your phone, Mandy. I just know you. You haven't got it.
I'm just not that into it.
Well, yeah.
I update every now and again, you know, it's just not something that draws. Like, I don't wake up and go, God, I got to get the iOS 12
well,
today.
Well, no, I don't either, but I just made it a point of the when it came out. Okay. I'll update my phone and I'll get
it. Is it good?
Look, it's okay, but there's one app on it that everyone is getting really excited about for some weird reason.
See, now I'm interested because I don't want to miss out. I got FOMO.
Oh, you got FOMO?
Okay, what's the app?
Well, it sounds boring, but it's a measuring app. It's called Measure.
God, they've made this right for you, haven't they?
Well, yeah, it is actually. But anyways, look, what it does is it's an app where you're standing in a room and you want to know the dimensions of that room. Mm. You open up this Measure app, you get the bearings, you shake the phone around a little bit, and then you just drop dots around the room using the camera on the phone, and it'll tell you how long a wall is.
Where do you find this app? Like, where is it on the app?
Well, you've got to do the update. Do the update.
Yeah, once you've done the update, does it just sit there on your phone?
Yeah, like, well, it's no, it's just a little app called Measure.
Oh,
and you,
right.
And you open
okay.
that one. And so I'm going to, like, I can measure your face, for instance.
Okay.
Yeah, and then, I mean, then we'll find
do
out how
big.
Do I
take off my glasses? Or
well, you, I don't think right. that's really okay. going to make a difference, but I'm going to do the top of your head to the bottom of your head.
Yeah.
And apparently your head is... Well, I don't know if that's right or not. Is your head 30 centimetres big?
Oh, my God, I don't think so. That sounds really big.
I think you've got a
big
head.
That's like a ruler. That's like a school ruler.
Maybe there's some...
That is not 30 centimetres.
Yeah, well, there might be some flaws in the system. But anyways, people are using this app for weird reasons.
I know what people are using this app for.
Do you know where it's going?
I can guess what people are using this app for.
Yeah, what do you think it is?
To measure their cats and dogs. Because people love a cat photo, right?
Well, okay. They are
people love a cat photo. And these kids, they're sending cat photos to each other all the time, aren't they?
Exactly.
I mean, that's what the kids are doing these days.
They're taking pictures of their cats, measuring them, and then sending them to each other.
To each other.
With the measurements next to the two and press each other.
That's what they're doing.
Everyone loves a big cat.
Everyone loves a big cat. And everyone wants to know how big the cat is.
Exactly. Or some people want to brag about how big their cat
they
is
do.
As well. So, yeah.
The bigger the cat.
Good morning, Central Coast. This is Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 2GO.
Can I just say quickly, Widow, and I know Akmal's not here, but I know he would agree with me. What a great job you've done here at 2GO. You've been collecting for the farmers, which has just been so fantastic. And one of the ingenious ways you've done that is by getting everyone to bring their recycling in yesterday and put it in the back of your ute. And you took it to the recycle depot.
Thank you. Yeah. No.
So well done.
Some of us here at work were trying to think of ways that we can help out, and one of those ways we thought about is, you know, everyone's doing this return and earn thing.
Yeah.
And instead of someone reaching into their wallet to pull out some cash, everyone's just got these bottles and stuff. Some people aren't using the return and earn. They're just throwing their bottles in recycling. So we said, give us your bottles and stuff.
Yeah.
I'll take them and recycle, and then we'll give that cash to the farmers. So
really good. So you had everyone putting them in the back of your ute yesterday. How much did you make
in
the end?
Look, every little bit helps.
Yep.
But it gives you, you get 10 cents per bottle or whatever.
It's a lot of bottles you need to make some money.
We got 70 bucks.
That's
yesterday.
Pretty good.
Yeah, a lot of people in the office got around it and really helped out. So it was really good to see.
70 bucks is 70 bucks.
Exactly. And I just yesterday, my mind was blown when I went to this place Envirobank. And because I've done the return and earn thing, you know the ones you see at the Coles and Woolies?
The kiosks.
And, you got to put them in individually. And they scan. And
is
then,
that not what you did?
Well, no, I didn't do that yesterday because this place does it in bulk. Right?
Oh, I didn't even know this place existed. Yeah, is this here on the coast?
Yeah, it's in West Gosford. It's on Nels Road in West Gosford. And I was told about it by a friend. So I said, I'll give him a go because I don't want to put one bottle in individually and then the bottle comes out, it's rejected. You got to put it in again. And then you got to separate glass and plastic and everything. Went to these guys. It was awesome. They had this machine. You just dumped it in there. And I love mechanical things. Like, I think the guy was a little bit weirded out because I was so excited by the machine. But because he was, you know,
a little kid just jumping around this machine.
Well, you know when someone does the job every day and it's like, hey, okay, here we go. Put the bottles in, up the chute, whatever. I was like filming it. Oh, my God, this is the coolest thing ever. And like all these sounds going off. Because what it does is it uses air to firstly get the bottles on a conveyor belt.
Yeah.
And then it's got a scanner that recognizes if they're plastic or glass. And this little arm comes out.
Look
and
how excited
shoots,
you are.
Well, it's weird, but it shoots the glass bottle into another thing and then it goes into the recycling and the plastic goes up another chute. Man. And like, it's really cool.
Yeah, it sounds cool. And it sounds good as an alternative to standing in line at those kiosks and shoving those things in. So where do people find this?
Well, this place is called EnviroBank. It's in West Gosford. They got a depot there. It's open certain hours, Monday to Friday, 9 to 3, and then Saturday 8 to 4. So you can check it out. They got a website and all that
stuff.
So
if you were like the scouts or something, because I know a lot of the scout groups and stuff go around collecting bottles, like that would be a great alternative to go to them and just dump it all in. And
That's a great way to do it. But it's interesting you mentioned the scouts are collecting them. I don't know if the guy I saw was with the scouts or not. I highly doubt it. Because the other day I left my place, you know, we get up at Sparrow's Fart to come do this job.
Yeah.
So I get up at 4:45,
yep.
Leave my house at usually 4:10, whatever. Did that the other day. It was bin night. There was a guy going through all the bins with a massive big bag, pulling out bottles
really?
And cans and stuff. Yeah.
Wow.
So a lot of people are getting around this. It's pretty
pretty interesting, isn't it? That people are actually going to that kind of length.
It all adds up, Mandy. This is the thing.
$70 is $70.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly. So I find it interesting that the people are finally catching on to it.
Yeah.
I've got a daughter now. Every cent I can save, I'm
Absolutely.
Doing.
Well, I put $70 worth of fuel in my car this morning.
Here's a tank of
there
fuel.
You go. There's a tank of fuel. I would like to know how much people are making on the recycling.
Yeah.
I know we've talked about it before, but I want to know if people are, you know, really making some money on this or whether they're, you know, sort of subsidising something in their life with the money they're making on the recycling.
Well, like you said, it could be a tank of fuel if you just save up enough.
Yeah, exactly.
All
give
right.
us a call. We've got some movie tickets, I think, to give away this morning.
We've got movie tickets to Event Cinemas Tuggerah.
Are you doing the recycling? How much money are you making off the recycling machines? I want to know.
4324 4444. That's the number to call. How much money have you made off recycling machines?
Hey, Dave from Woongarra. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
Fabulous. Yeah, we're missing our friend Akmal, but we're all good. Now tell us, we're talking recycling. Are you making money? What do you know about it?
I'm not, but I do it for my daughter. I collect them for my daughter.
Yep.
But I live on an estate, and you see a bloke every morning going around the bins with his big bag.
Oh, wow.
But the council now are fining, the rangers are fining people for going through people's bins.
Are they?
Oh.
Yeah, they are. But apparently you can pay the fines in cans of bottles. So,
Dave.
But hang on, you're not just having a laugh here, mate. They honestly are fining people.
Yeah.
There you go. Dave, stay there. We're going to send you to the movies. That's awesome. Thanks for giving us a call this morning. I think we've got another Dave. Dave from Kingcumber. Hello.
Yeah, I'm here.
Hello, buddy. Are you making money on recycling?
Yeah. I take my recycling up every fortnight and I make around the $20 every fortnight.
That's all right.
$40 a month. So what do you see that money going towards, or are you saving up?
When I started doing it, I opened an account. And that money goes straight in and we pay our rates out of it.
Oh, Dave, that's good. So good. What a great inspiration for people who are struggling with bills. I think that's fabulous. Well done, you. Thanks for giving us a call this morning.
But getting back to what you were saying before about people going in the bins and that.
Yeah.
I started my recycling because our bin got tipped over twice in 2 weeks. And all the cans and bottles taken out of it.
Wow. Yeah, right. So it is something that's becoming a problem.
And all the other rubbish was just left on the road.
Oh, that's not cool, is it? Not cool at all.
No.
Oh, well, look, thanks for the call, man. And look, we're going to send you to the movies, so stay there. We'll grab your details. There you go.
All right.
2GO's Mandy and Akmal on the air right now.
Hey, dude.
Yeah.
Where is the most exciting place you've gone on a holiday?
Oh, okay. Well, I did the backpacking thing in my 20s.
Okay.
So that's 20-something years ago.
I didn't know that about you.
I took a year off.
Oh, wow.
Me and my then-husband went for a year around the world.
Did you do Europe? What did you do?
We did America. We did Africa. We did a little bit of Europe. We didn't do Asia or any of that because we figured that was kind of close to Australia. We could do that another time.
Yeah.
Still haven't done it. Haven't travelled a lot since then, to be honest with you.
I never knew you backpacked, though.
That's... Yeah, backpacked for a year and on very little money. Okay. And honestly, I was the typical 90s backpacker with the T-shirt that I'd worn day in and day out and had to carry it all in this 120-kilo backpack, which for me, I'm a tiny little person.
Yeah.
You know, like that was a lot.
How heavy was your T-shirt? If you only had one T-shirt, you had 120
kilos. Well, there's a few things in there.
Okay.
But when I remember feeling like a turtle when I was trying to get it on, because I'd lie down and try and put it on, and I'd just be like a turtle that was on its shell.
And you know it's weird? When you take those heavy packs off, you still feel like you've got it on when you're walking around.
I swear that's why I've got back issues, though, from that whole year of carrying everything.
Well, that's a pretty exciting, backpacking
around
Asia and Africa.
I think in recent times, Hobart was actually a sensational holiday. I know people bag Tasmania, but Hobart was fabulous.
Okay.
Went there for Christmas just gone and loved it. Loved everything about it.
They got the Dark Mofo Festival there, which is
distilleries, art galleries. Like, it's just a great place to go.
It's funny you mentioned Tasmania, because that's where you can actually now get flights to go to what I think is probably one of the coolest kind of holidays, but it's only a day.
Oh, okay.
And you don't leave the plane.
So what are you talking about?
What it is a flight to Antarctica.
Oh.
But you fly to Antarctica.
Oh,
you fly around it. And then you fly back.
Who's doing this?
Well, it doesn't say the name of the airlines. It says there's a few available, but they're actually going to start flying out of Sydney and Melbourne soon as well.
Yeah.
Because to Antarctica, it's actually about the same distance as Sydney to Perth.
So that's not a huge flight.
No.
But what's that, 4 hours, 5 hours?
No, it's about six, I think.
Is
but I've always wanted to see Antarctica. I don't know what it is about it, but I think it's just that weird, different landscape that you're never going to see. It's really, and apparently casual tourism for Antarctica is a big thing. So lots of people are interested in it. And you go on this flight, you'll sit on there, you actually get food and drinks, you get talks from experts about Antarctica and stuff. Costs, though, $1,200 for one ticket.
$1,200, is that all?
For one day, one flight.
To see Antarctica?
Yeah, well, it'd want to be some pretty good food, wouldn't it?
Oh, come on. You're going to see Antarctica, mate. $1,200.
That's bang a bargain. For my buck. But they fly out of Tasmania. It's apparently going to be a big deal, but it's,
as long as you're not the person on that third seat. Because if you're the window...
Oh, you got to have a window seat.
If you're in the window seat, you're sorted, right?
I didn't
but
think
if you're
about
in that,
that
you're going to get a really bad crick neck if you're the third seat along.
Yeah, yeah.
You're just going to be like that, and you're not going to be able to see. Can you sit down, mate? I can't see the ice caps.
Well, I wonder if they get bigger windows or something. You'd want to have a big window. You don't
want
to have that little...
What you'd want? You'd want a glass-bottomed... A glass-bottomed plane.
Wouldn't that freak
Imagine
you out?
Imagine a glass-bottomed plane, like one of those canoes.
Somehow I don't think that's going to take off, pardon the pun. But look, here's the thing I think that's really strange
Elon
about
Musk
this.
Ring Elon Musk and tell him to make a glass bottom plane.
Okay, damn
it, that's
all right.
A
You've got
idea.
Him on speed dial, do you?
Sorry, yeah, I do.
Can I just say one thing that I think is weird about this, though? Yeah. And like I said earlier, I would love to go on this, but there's one thing I think that's really strange in the way that the polar ice caps are melting, right, because of pollution and, all that stuff.
Global warming.
Global warming. If you're Donald Trump, you might not believe it. But anyways... You're going to fly around in this big thing that's creating pollution to go see Antarctica. Do you not find that weird?
That's actually, you're right.
It's kind of a weird thing to go.
Okay, we've all changed our minds. We're not going to Antarctica.
Yeah,
sorry,
so
guys.
Get on your kayak and paddle there. That's probably the only way you can go see it.
You're listening to Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 2GO.
Mandy, you drive your little, what is it, X-Trail?
It's not that little. It's pretty beaten up, though, the X-Trail.
Mm.
So it's 13 years old now.
How many K's are on that thing?
289,000 something. I can't wait for it to click over to the three. What I'm dreading is if it dies before I click over to the 300,000 Ks.
If that thing dies before 300,000, I think we start some kind of appeal to keep it going.
I think we need to because I want to see it click over. And I don't care where I am. I'll be in the middle of an intersection and I will stop and take a photo of that moment. Like, I will.
As long as you don't use your phone when driving.
No, I'll just stop, put the hazard lights on.
Put it in park.
Put it in park, put the handbrake on, turn the engine off.
Yeah.
Well, I have to keep the engine on to see the thing.
Just get out, explain to everyone what's going on.
Explain to everyone what's going
People
on.
People will absolutely love and adore you for doing that.
Especially when I'm on the M1.
Yeah, that'll be
and
great.
And it's peak hour.
Yeah, no,
okay,
that'll
so
be
just
really
watch out
good.
For a black X-Trail with a big ding in the back. That's me.
Maybe just set up some kind of camera or something to watch
Maybe
it.
I need some of those flashing
Hands
lights.
Free.
Some of those cones, those traffic cones or something.
Yeah. Look, that's exciting for you.
Get me a fluorescent
That's
vest.
Exciting for you. But cars are expensive, you want to save money on them. So, you got fuel, you got upkeep.
Well, we're all
you
about
rego.
The thrift on here on this show. We've been talking about recycling. Mm-hmm, we're all about the thrift.
Well, here's the thing. The government's going to take away money from you unless you get it back off them right now with the whole green slip thing.
Oh, are you talking about the refund thing?
Yeah, the refund on your green slips.
Is that still a thing?
Well, it's still a thing because there is 50 $1 million
that people haven't claimed,
of unclaimed green slip money to be claimed by
people
someone.
Like, do it. Do it.
Who's not doing this?
I did this so many months ago, I can't even remember how much it was. I think I got about $70 back.
Yeah. Oh, you got more than me. I only got about $30 or $40 back. Yeah, no, but I remember you got more.
Yeah, I got $70 back.
Why are people not? I don't understand why people aren't doing this. You can do it online. You can do it by calling Service New South Wales and all this kind of stuff. It's free money.
Just go into Service New South Wales and ask them how to do it. They'll probably be able to do it for you on the spot. If anyone's listening and they're going, oh, I don't know how to do it, I don't have the internet.
It's actually really easy.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Do it.
The government's had to extend the deadline because it was the 30th of September. Mm. They're now extending it to the 30th of June next year.
Oh, because people haven't done it.
Yeah. It's like, do it. Otherwise, the government's going to have this money. It's better you
don't
have it.
Don't give it to the government, guys.
What a way to start your day. Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 2GO.
A lot of households have this in their shed, maybe in the garage. Mm-hmm. I'm sure you've got a can of it.
Probably got two, actually.
I think I've got a can of it somewhere behind the paint tins.
Mm-hmm.
WD-40.
Yes.
The old WD.
It's one of those kind of iconic brands that most people do have in their household,
actually. It's actually been around for a really long time, and I didn't know this until I stumbled across this article. It's been around since 1953.
Okay.
And scientists made it, or chemists actually, were trying to look after this this missile, actually.
Yeah.
And they were noticing corrosion on this missile, so they were actually trying to find something to help with that. And it took them 40 different attempts to find the right formula. So that's why it's called WD-40. It's water displacement 40, which is fantastic. But 1953, it was when it was made. And there was all this corrosion and stuff. So they used it on this rocket. And now, of course, we use it for all sorts of things.
It's funny how things get their names like that. I mean, WD-41 doesn't really have the ring to it.
Does it?
If it was 41 attempts, then, well, that's a bit boring. But WD-40, nice round.
I know. It works, doesn't it? So basically in America, recently they were shifting headquarters. Now, it's been around for 65 years in the same headquarters.
Yeah.
They decided to shift the WD-40 headquarters, but they needed a crack security team to help with the move because the recipe for WD-40, or the chemical concoction that it is, mm-hmm. is a secret. It's like Colonel Sanders' Kentucky Fried Chicken.
I think
it is. They've protected the recipe for WD-40 all these years, and they can't let anyone find it.
I was just thinking in my head, what if the secret recipe
for
Colonel Fried Chicken was WD-40?
WD-40 was in that secret
the
recipe
the whole time.
It was amazing.
I didn't know it was a secret. I thought it must be something everyone knows.
No,
really?
Exactly. I know. So there's only a handful of people that know it, and so they have to protect that, much like the Colonel Sanders does. And so they had this crack team.
How do they keep that a secret? Like, is it just written down on one piece of paper locked in a safe where there's someone always standing
this
around
is
it
what I wonder.
And there's one person at the factory that's only allowed to go and oh, hang on, I forgot the formula, I better go check it, we've got to make a new batch. Like, how does it work?
Do they cover the labels of the ingredients when they're pouring it into the vat to mix it up?
Yeah.
Like, what do they do?
What did you put into that vat then?
I put the blue bag.
Yeah, the psoggenoid. It's whatever. Like, it's weird. I don't know how that stuff works.
I don't
it's
either. And
strange.
The same goes for the Colonel Sanders secret herbs and spices as well. I mean, there must be a dozen people more who know that.
Yeah, all the secret sauce on the Big Mac, all that stuff.
Yeah. Like, actually, just a side note here. My ex-husband used to make Spag Bog.
Yeah.
And he used to put a secret ingredient in it every single time.
Is this one of those things where you don't want to know what the secret ingredient is?
Probably. But you know what? He's never told me.
Oh, really?
And I've asked him, or it came up again in conversation about a week ago when he was over for tea with the kids.
Yeah.
And he refuses to tell me the secret ingredient that he puts in his Spag Bog.
Well, just get a little camera set up. And, you know, next time he cooks it, just leave it on.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Yeah, but you might know what
it's
you might
irritating
not want to know.
Me. It's irritating me that I don't know the secret ingredient. Anyway.
Maybe he stirs it with his foot or something. That's the secret ingredient. That's the thing.
Yuck.
You don't want to know sometimes. You don't want to know. If it tastes good, just kind of leave it alone.
WD-40. Now, look, I want to know what people are using WD-40 for. Because
okay.
I know you can use it for things like, you know.
You got a bit of a rusty gate.
That's an irritating sound.
Oh, really? Okay, no worries.
Oh,
it's really bad,
hurts
isn't
my
it?
Ears. So we know that people use it for that sort of stuff. But is anyone using it for anything out there?
Like other than just like your lubricant stuff?
You know, that we haven't thought of.
Okay.
I'm just wondering.
A handy household item, WD-40.
Maybe,
what else do you use
maybe.
It for?
I don't know, yeah.
All right. Well, look, if anyone does know, we do have tickets to Keith Urban to give away.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, he's going to be in the Newcastle Entertainment Centre January 23rd. You can get tickets at ticketek.com.au or call now and let us know what is your other use for WD-40.
Let's go to Rebecca in West Gosford. Morning, Rebecca.
Morning, guys. How are you going?
Fabulous. Good. Fabulous. We're talking WD-40. What are you using it for?
Well, not me, but it's my husband. He suffers with bad arthritis in his hands and knees, and he uses WD-40.
What
and
do you mean?
He swears by it.
What do you mean? On his hands?
Sprays it on his hands, on all the joints, and on the kneecaps, rubs it in, and it helps relief.
Are you serious? I have never heard of that in my life.
Not deadly serious, and he swears by it.
But it's a chemical. Is he not worried about putting a chemical on himself?
Hey, he's 64.
Wow.
Is his favourite movie The Wizard of Oz at all? The Tin Man?
Yeah.
Very weird.
You have just blown my mind. Thank you, Rebecca. Let's go to our next caller. Let's go to Shane in Empire Bay. Shane, morning.
How are you? Yeah, I'm just going to back story. I remember years ago, my dad was a fitter, and years ago we were watching some article like 60 Minutes or something, and there's an old lady that got on there and swore by it. She had knuckles like pool balls. And this is the only thing that relieves her pain in her arthritic knuckles.
Are you serious? Never heard this in my life.
Absolutely. But look, I wouldn't recommend it because it's got some pretty gnarly petrochemicals in there.
It was made back in 1953 when, you know, people were playing with uranium and stuff.
I'm not sure if it's flammable or not.
Well, this is true it flammable? Too. My God, imagine lighting a cigarette or something when you've got it all over your hand.
Do we need to say use WD-40 responsibly?
I think we do. But thank you, Shane. That's awesome. I can't believe this. Kerry from, Kerry, where are you from, Dale?
Camwell.
What are you using WD-40 for?
I've used it to remove ticks.
Ticks on dogs or ticks on...
No, on myself.
Really?
Are you serious? Where are you getting... Yeah. So you're just getting ticks if you're walking through the grass or whatever, are you?
Yes, on our property.
Oh, wow. And so do you spray it directly on your skin?
Spray it on the tick, and the tick seems, I don't know, freeze, and then it pulls out, and you take the tick off and then scrub your hands, of course, because it's a chemical.
Yeah.
By any chance, Kerry, do your joints feel better when you've, sprayed it onto your skin and stuff?
Well, probably where I've had a tick, there's not a joint.
Oh, yeah, right. Okay, fleshy, that's probably a good point. Fleshy.
But that's amazing because normally trying to get a tick out is actually really difficult because they really lock in there, don't they?
Yeah, and it just releases and you can take it out.
Look at all these uses.
My mind is completely blown by this. I was expecting mechanical solutions. I cannot believe this. Kerry, thank you so much for the call. We're going to send you to Keith Urban, my friend.
Oh, thank you.
No worries. Enjoy.
You're going to love it. Andrew from Empire Bay, what does your father-in-law use WD-40 for?
It's not my father-in-law. His ex-father-in-law. He used to work for de Havilland in Bankstown as an aircraft engineer, so he had all that sort of stuff in his garage.
Yep.
And it was a bit like, you know, the Windex in My Big Fat Greek Wedding. He'd use it for all sorts of stuff. But
I do love that in the movie.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. So he'd use it on funnel webs. And, you know, he used to say, you know how it gets into the nuts and bolts and into the rust and stuff? Well, it gets underneath the exoskeleton of the insects and burns them alive.
Oh, jeez.
Wow. I mean, horrifying. Horrifying for the insect. But it does explain why one of our previous callers said it gets ticks
on
out.
On the ticks.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
And then he moved up to Queensland on the Sunshine Coast, and your producer's from there, and he was empathising, and he was saying that, and my father-in-law used to get under the house and spray under the ant cap on the stumps under the house to stop the insects crawling over, and he said it used to last and laugh.
So it's like
a surface spray that lasts forever.
Like an insect repellent as well.
Just fascinating and fantastic because really, I mean, it's something that most of us got in our cupboard. So if we happen to come across a funnel web, we've got it there.
Yeah, and you've got the little red tube that sort of directs it right onto the funnel web.
Yes, you don't have to get close to it. Andrew, you're awesome. Thanks so much for joining us today, buddy. Great to talk to you.
Cheers, guys.
See ya.
See ya, bye.
Good morning, Central Coast. This is Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 2GO.
We're all about helping you, you know, and today on the show we've had quite a few life hacks, haven't we?
I felt a little bit like Tom Petrosky earlier on because I was giving a lot of financial advice when it comes to recycling.
I know, but then we had the medical advice with people spraying WD-40 on their joints and stuff. Anyway, I've got some cleaning advice for you now. It's a very advice show today, but that's okay.
That's all right.
There's been an Australian cleaning guru, Shannon Lush, has come out with some tips for washing your clothes.
Shannon Lush.
Her name's Shannon Lush.
Okay, right.
She's a cleaning guru. I mean, honestly, who strives to be a cleaning guru?
My mother.
Really?
She loves it. She loves knowing how to get stains out of things. And
really?
The CSIRO, they have the book they release.
The CSIRO a book on cleaning.
Am I saying that right? Is it the CSIRO?
No,
I don't know.
But
they have a book and it's all about how
No wonder they're sacking the bloody people at the CSIRO. Do some proper research, people. We don't want to know how to get stains out.
Yeah, Mum loves that stuff.
She, really?
Yeah, all the household and how to make your own detergents and things. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay. There you go. Well, yeah, I didn't realise that people strove to be cleaning gurus, but Shannon, I don't. Shannon Lush does. She's a cleaning guru, and she's come out and she said, we're doing it wrong, people. We're washing our clothes wrong. Now, I, for one, read this and went, oh, my God, I've been doing it wrong all this time.
Okay.
Because what I am, I'm that person that puts the load in.
Mm-hmm.
Gets the liquid clothes wash stuff.
Yep.
Doesn't use the little measuring jug.
God, you are a rebel, aren't you?
I am a rebel, and this is my small way of rebelling in life, right? Uh-huh. I'm not using your measuring jug.
No.
I know what to do.
You can't control me.
Exactly.
I'm not going to stick to your rules.
I'm not going to stick to your rules, Dynamo. Cold power, whatever I've got this week.
Okay.
Anyway, I take the lid off and I literally just glug the thing into the thing.
Oh,
I just go, look, 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 look. Oh, this doesn't look like much. I'll put a bit more in. Look, look, look. And then I have the foam bubbles coming through the drain.
Yeah.
You know, and it just kind of takes over the laundry where the foam comes out in a big thing.
It's
because
not a good
thing. I've put too much in, obviously.
It's not good.
I should measure it. But she's saying that even when you measure it, you're putting too much in. She reckons that the stuff we use to clean our clothes is got like this fatty compound in it.
Okay.
And so what we need to do is use less of it because it's kind of like when you put butter in a frying pan. When it's warm, it melts and everything's fine. When you put it, when you put your towel in the dryer and it dries off, it comes out all fluffy, but a couple of days later it's all crunchy. You know when your towels go crunchy?
Yeah. I don't like that. I don't like it when they're really crunchy.
Well, stop using so much of the stuff. That's what
really?
She's saying. She's saying use less of it
okay.
and you won't get crunchy towels. She also reckons that you can skip fabric softener altogether. The fabric.
Oh, really? I've only just discovered fabric softener because of Evie, my baby.
It adds oil to the wash.
Really?
It adds oil to the wash. Use less detergent than it says on the box. Add a tea towel to your dryer, to your clothes dryer to help absorb the moisture and the fat. That comes out. And here's the big one. Add 2 tablespoons of bicarbonate of soda and 2 tablespoons of white vinegar to each wash.
See, you know what's funny about you saying all this stuff?
What?
This coming from the person that goes, good old glug, 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 chuck it in. Then you're not going to do any of this.
I know, I'm not.
You're just going to go glug, glug, glug.
I put undies in with towels. I put blacks in with white.
Oh, you don't, do you?
I put blacks in with
undies in with towels?
I put it all in together. And there's nothing wrong with that, widow.
No.
I've got to get the job done.
If I ever come to your house, I'm not using your towel to wipe my hands when I've finished washing
them, all right? BYO your own towel.
Yeah.
That would take your OCD to a whole new level.
It really would.
2GO's Mandy and Akmal on the air right now.
I was on the phone to my daughter. So my daughter, who's just turned 20, my beautiful daughter Coco, lives down in Sydney for most of the time, comes back to the coast. She's got a part-time job on the coast. She loves to come home and spend the weekends with us because we get to home, cook some meals for her and do her washing and stuff like that.
Mummy daughter time.
Yeah, that's really nice. And she catches up with her dad as well and her brother. So it's great to have her back on the weekends. But when she's in Sydney, she has a particular dumpling restaurant that her and her friends like to go to near where they live in Ashfield.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's got a bit of a reputation. Because I know our producer Al loves this restaurant, don't you?
If it's the same one, she's in heaven wherever she goes there. It's so good.
So she rings me last night and I said, oh, how was your night? How was, you know, you went out for dumplings. How was it?
Yeah.
She said between the four of them, they ate 106 dumplings.
Yeah. That's a good effort.
Like, that's a lot. How many each? Well, there was two blokes. So I'm presuming that the blokes would have eaten more, the boys.
How dare you? How dare you assume that?
We're talking about 18 to 20-year-old boys
here.
Yeah,
no,
they
eat
a lot.
That's fair enough.
So that's, what, 25-ish each or something? But I think she probably had less than that and the boys had a little more. Alan, how many dumplings are you smashing in one sitting?
I did go to Coles the other day and they had those big bags.
Oh, the frozen dumplings?
In the cold section.
Yeah, yeah.
On special, 2 for 1. So I'm like, buying, filled the freezer. Sorry, Danielle, my flatmate. I knocked down probably 20 to 25 per session, I call it.
Really?
Per dumpling session.
Yeah, with sweet chili sauce, a bit of basmati rice.
Oh,
food heaven, trust me.
Wow.
It's turning into a cooking show at the moment.
It is.
Dumplings are almost like the new Weet-Bix. It's becoming like a challenge to see how many you can do. That's pretty good. 25 in a city.
50, hey. I really? Demolish that bowl and I've got to say to myself, walk away, don't be fat.
Yeah.
Don't eat anymore.
Don't
but
be
I think I could do a good 50, hey.
Seriously.
Yeah, if you're a dumpling restaurant on the coast, bring some in right now.
Seriously.
$50.
What if we were to have a dumpling eating competition?
Oh,
I would love that. I'd be in that.
I reckon I could smash smash a fair few.
Yeah, you'd smash a few too. But the one thing you have to be careful for when you're eating dumplings, and this happened to my daughter at that same restaurant, was she bit into the dumpling and the hot water, the scorching hot water from the dumpling shot up into her nose and burnt the inside.
No.
It did. It burnt her nostril. She had a scab there and everything. It went up. Like, she was in agony. She was crying. It was that. It was a burn. It was a proper burn.
That's the weirdest food injury I think I've ever heard.
Eat dumplings responsibly.
And if you've got some dumplings, bring them in. We'll eat them.
You're listening to Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 2GO.
So you love The Block. You're a blockhead.
I am a blockhead. I do like The Block. Watch it. Try to watch it every night. Sometimes I'm a little bit busy. But last night's episode, God, it was annoying.
Why is it annoying?
I love The Block. They had a cooking challenge. I'm like,
know.
No offense.
I thought you would have loved it. Food element. Love your food.
You know what? I love eating food. I hate making it.
Yeah, right.
But it sounds bad. But they had a cooking challenge on The Block, and I was like, I just want to see a reno show.
You want to see some nail guns. You want to see some paint.
Yeah.
You want to see people stepping on each other's.
I want to see controversy because they want to build a pool, but no one else wants a pool, and they're angry. Anyways.
Yeah, okay. Fair enough. What about Scotty Cam? He didn't lose it.
No, he didn't
lose it.
He's cool, calm, and collected.
He's never seen him lose it on one of those shows.
No,
does he?
Bit of a legend, isn't he, Scotty Cam?
He is a household name in this country, that's for sure. And something I learned about him a couple of days ago, which surprised me, is that his full name or his real name isn't Scotty Cam.
Okay.
His last
Cam is a. I suppose when you think about it, Scotty Cam. Cam is a weird last name, isn't it?
Well, it is, and I kind of thought it was Scotty Camera or something.
Yeah.
I don't know. Years ago, I wondered why he was called Scotty Cam, and the reason is he's from an Italian background, which I didn't know either, because he doesn't particularly look Italian or sound Italian.
No.
And his last name is actually Caminetti.
Caminetti.
Caminetti. Okay. Scotty Caminetti.
So hang on, wait. He didn't keep the name Caminetti, he actually fully changed his name to Scotty Cam.
What he said is, my father's side was Italian. They came here in 1882.
Oh, okay.
So way back.
Yeah.
Been here five or six generations, and during the war, they changed the Caminetti to Cam.
Oh, okay.
Because, I don't know why, probably because of the war as well, but also they were fishermen.
Yeah.
And, you know, and I think it was to do with the enemy and war and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah,
so they decided to change it to Cam. And I think the business name was Cam and Sons or something. So it went from Caminetti and Sons to Cam and Sons.
Yeah, or easier to spell.
Yeah, easier to spell.
C-A-M.
Well, you know what it's like when you've got a weird name and you've got a long last name.
Or Whittington, yeah.
Whittington. And you're on the phone to someone and they're going, how do you spell that? It can be annoying.
Well, when you have a long name like that as well, you just go WHITTINGTON and people go, what was that?
What was that? Go back to the W.
Yeah.
So that was interesting, I thought. And I got to thinking about changing names. I only really know one person in my life that's changed their name proper.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm not talking nicknames. I'm talking proper go to the registry and change your name officially.
Yeah, there's a lot of work involved.
Yeah, her name was Leanne. She was given the name Leanne by her parents when she was born. She is an artist, so she's a very eccentric creature.
Yep.
She's very colourful. She wanted a different name that kind of reflected her.
She's got
a
vibrant
more.
Character.
She
and,
has, and Leanne didn't suit her, so she changed it to Violet.
Violet.
Which is fabulous. Mm-hmm. I think it's fabulous. And it suits her. And I only met her as Violet. I only found out later that her name was originally Leanne. And I can't imagine her as being anything but Violet.
It kind of spins you out, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Well, it's like thinking of you as Amanda.
Yeah.
I don't think of you as an Amanda. You're a Mandy.
See, my family don't even call me Mandy. They call me Del.
Del?
Yeah.
Why Del?
Because I used to be called Mandela.
Oh,
as
a
weird nickname.
Yeah,
and then Della, and then Del stuck.
Well, see, I find it weird when people call me Michael.
Isn't it weird?
I'm Widow. Everyone knows me as Widow. My wife and parents call me Michael.
Did your wife also call you Widow?
No, she calls me Michael.
She calls you Michael.
Yeah. Oh, no, she has a different way of saying it, though.
Don't get into that.
No. It's more like
this is a G-rated rated.
I'm in trouble. It's more like Michael! Like that.
Oh, I was thinking more, it's Michael.
No, they're definitely not that.
I want to ask this morning, and I'm not even sure that anyone's going to pick up the phone and call, but I encourage you to do it because we'll find something really fabulous for you if you do. Has anyone legally changed their name? On the coast.
It is a lot of work.
It might be a last name that is of a different heritage that people found hard to pronounce.
All right.
It might be a first name because, like my friend, you're an artist or you just don't feel like it's your name.
No, well, share your story this morning, 4324 4444. Have you legally changed your name? We've got some tickets for the movies. Event Cinemas Tuggerah could be yours.
Now, Mark from Edelong, is this you that's changed your name or you just know about name changes?
Oh, hello, Mark.
Mark from Tumby, anyway. It's Mark from Tumby.
Oh, sorry, Tumby. Mark. Tumby. Mark from Tumby. Sorry, buddy.
No, it's not me. I used to work at the Land Titles Office, right? And that's where you had to get names registered it when you changed them, right?
Oh, yeah. And,
on the same theme as with Scotty Kem, there must have been, I think he might have been Italian or whatever, this fella, after the Second World War. And our thinking at the time was, because what he done, he changed his name to Champion 27 Bastard. So obviously what? He must have been Champion 27 Bastard. That's what it was registered it as. And he must have obviously asked, what's a good old Aussie name, you know, so I can change it to that.
Wow, that is...
But can you have numbers in that, though? Like, can you have numbers as part
well,
of...
Well, it got... See, the whole thing is you got to have it so it's... You got to be known by that name. That's my understanding at the time was, and obviously they must have called him, you're a champion, you know, and 27 bastards come in with the rest of it. But that is legit. That was registered as his name.
Wow.
Wow, at least they didn't call him Mungrel, because that could have been awkward. Well, thank you, Mark. Wow, and what an interesting place to work too. Let's go to Brucey in Wyong. Hi, Bruce.
Good morning.
Now, Bruce, is it you that's changed your name?
Yes, it was. Okay. Our family name used to be that of a fairly prominent criminal.
Okay.
And it was when the kids were enrolled in school, it started to reflect, yeah, people always looked at you funny.
Well, can I ask what the old name was? Are you able to share that?
Yeah, it was Malat.
Oh,
you poor things.
And at the time, I'd just changed jobs, and when it was all going on, and people are, you know, looking at you funny, treating you funny,
yeah.
Jeez,
you know,
wow.
And but it took like, I had to get all my uni qualifications changed over. We got the kids, you know, the kids, we went back to my mother's maiden name.
Wow.
And we got... you know, all their school records, you know, changed
well.
Over. But the thing was, the hard things were not going into the, you know, once you got all the paperwork right.
Yeah.
But getting just accreditations, like I was involved in a sporting as a coach. And to get the main association to go, well, hang on a sec, your qualifications are under Malad,
wow.
And now you're doing this. How do we know that? You know, and it took years to get some of the stuff done.
I bet it did. It's funny because Widow was saying earlier, Bruce, how much paperwork there is involved and how hard and how you know long that process can be. But I can totally understand why you would do that, because I think that name still has such a huge connotation, I think, in this country. So
yeah. And we were. Weren't even related to him. We actually grew up in Queensland and moved down to the coast, you know, in the early 90s. And
wow.
Yeah.
Bruce, you know. Out of all the calls I was expecting this morning, I wasn't expecting that one. But thank you so much for sharing your story. We really appreciate it. We're going to send you and the family to the movies.
Okay, wonderful.
Thank you.
All right,
you.
Mate. Have a good time out. Never
what an
even,
extraordinary story.
Yeah. Never even thought that people would have to change their name because of something like that.
Yeah.
Interesting.
And remember our friend Akmal, he changed his name to Peter at one point, remember? Because
right.
No one could say Akmal.
Akmal, yeah, now he's just good old Akmal,
yeah,
isn't he?
Yeah, he couldn't escape it.
What a way to start your day. Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 2GO. A legend of Parramatta.
Sterling runs behind the wall.
18 tests for Australia under his belt.
Sterling stepping up the middle.
A powerhouse at State of Origin.
Sterling ducks under, he'll score under the post.
And in 2018, he's part of 2GO's footy call team, Peter Sterling. Now with Mandy and Akmal, this is Sterlo Selections.
Hello, Sterlo.
Morning, guys. Show's running very smoothly this morning, I noticed.
Certainly is.
I wonder why.
Oh, dear. Our little friend, our little Egyptian friend who likes to just throw a spanner in the works is not here. So we can have a nice conversation with you today, Sterlo.
Yeah, we could have it about him if we wanted to, but that might take too long.
Yeah, it might actually. You're right. And there's far too many important things to talk about, including the Rabbitohs. My God, haven't they self-destructed in the last week?
Oh, yeah. It hasn't been ideal for them, has it?
No.
Yeah, no, it's untimely, and look, I don't know the full details of it yet, and obviously, you know, Sam Burgess is keen for the truth to come out, but you know, you just got to realise that there is just, you know, just social media and that, it's just such a trap if you treat it the wrong way.
So for anyone that doesn't know, Sam Burgess, who's you know, one of the Rabbitohs, has exchanged a nude photo with a woman, apparently consentingly. She's now off on holidays in Africa, not contactable, doesn't want to make a comment, leaving Sam to sort of answer all the questions.
Well, look, I'm not even certain that it's been revealed that it, and reveal's probably not the best word, that it is Sam. I know it's his account, and so look, we're not, you know, there's a bit to come out yet, but at this time of the year, obviously it's the South, you know, preparing for this, you know, game that's just one away from a grand final. So, yeah, like, it's his account, but, and look, it may well be, you know, Sam that's done the wrong thing here, but we're not certain, and as you say, the young lady who has complained is off overseas and can't be found. And
yeah,
you know, that's a really strange situation where your main—I don't know whether witness again is the right word.
Well, that's it. But this could be, and I'm saying this sort of allegedly, so there's no legal things.
Yeah.
But is this a case of almost sexual sabotage? Do you think this is kind of something where there's been a deliberate attempt to kind of throw the guys before they go on field?
Oh no! Look, I hope not. No, I think there's too many.
There were rumours that she was associated allegedly with the Roosters.
Roosters, yeah. Look, things would have to fall in place for this to be, you know, for it to have an effect along those lines.
Okay.
So, look, I'm like everybody else. I'm just sitting back to wait out to find out what the integrity unit finds. And as I say, Sam was very strong during the week, although somewhat guarded in saying that, look, I'm really happy for the truth to come out here, basically implying that, look, I'm okay, but I can't speak until this is dealt with.
But wise not to speak until after the game Saturday anyway.
Absolutely. And a lot of our players aren't always wise in situations. But, you know, it's got to have an effect, obviously. It's got to be a distraction at this time of year, one that you don't need. So we'll have to wait until Saturday, you know, to see if that has...
It's a great headline, though. It's a great headline, isn't it, though, Sterlo? Sexual sabotage.
It is. It's going to grab your attention, isn't it? But that's, you know, that's the nature of the beast. But you know, that's Saturday night. I'm off to Melbourne tomorrow for obviously Melbourne Cronulla, and there's a lot of conjecture as to whether Paul Gallen will play. The one thing that you want at this stage of the season is your players all to be healthy, and if Gal doesn't take his place, then that's a real blow to the Sharks. And I like Melbourne. I like the two sides that have had the week off. I think, you know, just to sit back, Melbourne, Nelson Asafa Solomona has had that couple of weeks to get right, so he'll take his place. Will Chambers is back. After they won their last game, I hadn't seen Craig Bellamy so kind of excited about...
He never gets excited.
Well, he does during the course of 80, but he was delighted that they had the benefit or the luxury of a week off just to get themselves right. When you've got a week off, nobody's getting hurt.
Other
teams.
So Storm tomorrow night?
Yeah, I like the Storm. I like the Roosters on Saturday night. Yep. It worries me that there's no Latrell Mitchell. You know, he's a big blow, and they haven't had to do a Napa for a while, but Mitchell's a huge blow. But they tend to cover, at least for a game, things really well. The Roosters, you know, you can put a Mitch Orbison or a Ryan Madison in the centres, they'll get the job done. But it certainly doesn't help their cause. But yeah, guys, I like the two teams that have sat back and watched everybody else belt each other around for the last
Done. Okay, so the Storm and Roosters are your official tips for this weekend. Thank you so much, as always, Sterlo. And look, Akmal sends his love. I mean, he's got dysentery and he's got an infected toenail. I think he's got head lice as well, which is remarkable because he's got no hair. But he'll be back next week.
Well, the strange thing is that he's always got that, and that normally doesn't keep him away from work. he's been very, very soft this week.
We'll pass that on.
Sterlo, thanks so much for the chat, mate.
Have a great weekend, guys.
See you
too. Chatting to Sterlo. Thanks to Brian Hilton Suzuki equals driving value. Experience it in a sporty Suzuki Swift. Test drive today. Visit brianhiltonsuzuki.com.au.
Good morning, Central Coast. This is Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 2GO.
It's almost time for us to get out of here. We haven't had an Akmal today.
No, we haven't had an Akmal, which means he's...
Hello?
Going to miss this little tune that he loves.
He loves it so much, doesn't he?
He does. I hope his halitosis gets better.
Oh, halitosis now, is it?
It's got halitosis. It's developed. His ingrown toenails now developed into halitosis.
Are they going to amputate?
Are they going to amputate his mouth?
Really?
which is going to make it really hard for him to come back on the radio, but I'm sure he'll manage.
Yeah, okay.
Anyway, we hope he's better.
We should give out his personal email or something.
Maybe
so people can
we
send
should,
him
you know.
Best,
okay,
best
his
wishes.
Number is
no, let's don't, no, please don't okay, do that. Don't, I really don't want to get in trouble.
If you missed any of the show, it's been quite a handy show today. Lots of handy hints in today's show, like recycling.
Yep.
We talked about how to wash your clothes properly.
Yep.
You know, how to get money back from the government. We've had lots of handy hints today.
I reckon this show could have saved you about $60 today if you listen to it in
there
the catch-up.
There you go. We're an economical show. Look what we can do when Akmal's not here.
Save money. Anyways, look, you can catch up with that. Get the app. Mickey D's up next. He's got more chances for you to win the Secret Sound right across the workday. We'll catch tomorrow, 5:30. Bye.
Wake up with Mandy and Akmal live from 5:30 weekdays on 107.7 2GO or catch up anytime via the 2GO app.